The state of Florida has one of the lowest tax rates on cigarettes in the country. In the last legislative session, there was a push to increase the state sales tax on a pack of cigarettes as a way to raise funds, but it went nowhere. The state's budget was in bad shape then. It's in worse shape now. And the idea of raising taxes is actually getting some bipartisan support as Florida's economic conditions worsen. Governor Charlie Crist could use his bully pulpit to lead on the issue, but the governor appears uncertain on it. On Monday, he indicated he was open to the idea, but yesterday he said he was not warm and fuzzy about it. One Democratic member of the State House who is enthusiastic about such a tax is St. Petersburg Representative Rick Kreisman, who is sponsoring a $1 tax on cigarettes.
I'm certainly hopeful that leadership is going to be willing to look at other sources of revenues. We had roughly $6 billion in cuts last year, and I suspect by the time we get to working on the budget during session this coming year, we're going to be looking at a similar figure. And quite frankly, I don't know where we're going to find another $6 billion in cuts. So I think it's incumbent upon us as elected representatives to look for other sources of revenues, to look at diversifying our revenue stream. And certainly, this is one potential source.
Many people have been saying over the years, you know, look at some of these exemptions of sales tax exemptions. We've also been hearing of late putting a tax on internet sales. What are your thoughts about those?
Well, certainly, there's roughly $30 billion in service and sales tax exemptions. Some of them make a lot of sense, and I certainly understand why they're there and they ought to remain. But there are others that don't make sense and that have been on the books for over 50 years, and while at the time they were implemented they may have made sense, they no longer do. And I'll give you just an example of one which I personally feel does not make sense, and that's bottled water. Most people, when they go and they buy a bottle of water, they don't even realize they're not paying tax on it. Not receiving that those tax revenues from that bottle of sale of a bottle of water costs the state of Florida $43 million a year. That's a lot of money. And the interesting little glitch in that exemption, for example, is if that bottle of water that you purchase is carbonated or flavored, you do pay tax on it. So there are a lot of exemptions, I think, that really bear a second look at and some scrutiny. And certainly, internet sales, we need some assistance from the federal government, I believe, in trying to collect those revenues. But I certainly think, again, that we ought to be looking at whatever potential streams of revenue are available to us and seeing which ones make the most sense, which ones don't. You know, this is certainly some challenging economic times, and our goal obviously isn't to put a further strain on our citizens, but at the same time, we've got to be able to pay for a lot of the programs that are in place that are essential to people's lives.
Sure thing. Let me ask you about when you may next be talking about this in Tallahassee. I know CEO Alex Sink has been recommending a special session beginning in next month. We're hearing more maybe in January. Governor Crist, I think, has maybe even said that. Some of your Republican brethren have been talking about, well, we can't really meet until we know actually what we're going to do. Some would think that maybe that's why you should get together at that time and then try to find out what you're going to do. What are your thoughts about a special session?
Well, I think that I would agree with the CFO. I think we've got some significant issues facing the state, and we need leadership. Certainly, I think it's reasonable for the citizens to expect those in control of the legislature to take a leadership role in trying to solve these problems, not just in the short term, but in a long term basis too. I think we've too oftentimes looked at short-term solutions and haven't looked long-term, and I think we're paying the price for that right now. So I am certainly hopeful that leadership will convene a special session. I think we need one, and that we will look at both short-term and long-term solutions.